Right.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning. My name is Divine. This is episode 120 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic I'm going to title Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. And just as a bit of a background, many of us probably know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a place in the Bible where there was just so much sin, so much ungodliness, and God destroyed that city. Now, you may wonder, why is Divine talking about Sodom and Gomorrah in the present world? Well, here's the thing. The present world we live in is like almost like a perfect mirror image of the Sodom and Gomorrah of those days. Some of us, if you look at the way things are going in the world now, you'll be like, wow, is this really happening? You see a lot of things that maybe a few years ago you'd be like, no, there's no way this could ever become commonplace in the world. But it has become commonplace. Right? You see the world we live in today, just so many things happening on a day-by-day basis. And you just wonder, what has this world fallen into? How have things gotten this bad? Like, even 10 years ago, this world that we're seeing today was completely unfathomable. But if you look at all those things, in that Sodom and Gomorrah, was it every single person that was destroyed? It was not. The thing is, in every Sodom and Gomorrah, just like in the world we live in today, there is a majority and there is a minority. You see some people say, oh man, it's in this world we live in today, it's so hard to do the will of God. Don't get me wrong. It's hard, but there is grace for it. There is grace for it. The fact that everyone in the world is doing something doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do that thing. The thing you need to remember is you don't have to be part of the majority to succeed. There's this famous statement that one with God is majority. If you look at, for example, in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was a person that was faithful to God. He was delivered. God has a way of sparing his own. Look at Noah and his family. The Bible says that Noah found favor in the sight of God. Yes, Noah lived in a world where many people were being led astray. They were doing many things that were not consistent with the will of God. But Noah stayed true to his faith, and God delivered himself and his family in the ark. Or look at Daniel, you know, and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When there was that golden image that they were like, ooh, everybody must bow down to this image. Daniel, I mean, at least his three friends, it was recorded in the Bible, they did not bow down. They were willing to be burnt, but God stepped in and saved them. So I'm encouraging you today, even if you're in that minority, but stick with God. Again, one with God is majority. The thing is, the Bible says that we should come out from among them and be separate. So the thing is, you may be living in a world right now that is a Sodom and Gomorrah, but be separate. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself. Stick with God. Be with God. Live a life of holiness. I'm telling you this, as the world gets darker and darker, holiness shines brighter and brighter. That's why the Bible says that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You're a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You cannot be hidden because you're a light. And the Bible says that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So be a light in a dark world. In a Sodom and Gomorrah, be a person that God can say, oh, wow, this single person here, wow, this person here, I can still count on them. In spite of the evils that are going on in the world, they're still doing my will. And I'm telling you, when you stand with God, then you're standing on good foundation. The Bible says that the foundation of the Lord stands sure. The foundation of the Lord stands sure. Jesus is a firm foundation. And he says, let him that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So I'm encouraging you today, don't join the iniquity of the world. There is grace. Don't get me wrong. Is it easy? No, it's not. But there is grace to do the right thing. There is grace to obey God's commandments. As you keep obeying the commandments of God, God will step in for you and he will help you. He will help you. So I'm encouraging you today, be a member of the unshakable kingdom. There's this part of the book of Hebrews, I believe it's either Hebrews 12 or 13, that talks about the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because the Bible says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I'm telling you, there's a lot of shaking going on in the world today. Look at all the events that are happening, the natural disasters, the droughts, the famine, many people's hearts turning away from God. All these things are shaking. There's a lot of shaking going on, and there's a lot of people that are falling apart as a result of that shaking. But we serve a God that is the King of the unshakable kingdom. The Bible says that, everything will be shaken, so that those things that cannot be shaken will remain. So what are you a member of? What are you a member of? Are you a member of the unshakable kingdom? Are you in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, where you're like, you know what? The Bible says the righteous shall not be moved. You're standing true to God. You're standing firm in the faith. Because think about it. There was Joshua and Caleb and all the other Israelites. Many of the other Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they turned against God. They didn't trust God. You know, they were like, no, God cannot deliver us. Let's go back to Egypt. But Caleb and Joshua were like, no, we can break through to the promised land. They stood with God. They were in the minority. There were 12 spies that were sent to look at the land of Canaan. Of those 12 spies, 10 of them had an evil report, but 2 of them trusted in God. Those 2 people that stuck with God, they were the people that broke through. They were the people that broke forth. But the people that brought that evil report, they perished in the wilderness. So again, brethren, there's a Sodom and Gomorrah right now all around us. But are you going to hold on to God? I'm encouraging you this morning. Hold on to God. Stick with God, and He will never let you down. And again, one of the first things you can do to stick with God is to welcome Him into your life as your Lord and your personal Savior. The Bible says, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you open that door to me, I will come in, I will sit with you, and I will sup with you. I will have dinner with you. Jesus wants to come into your life. If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 1, I believe it's verse 18. He says, come, let's reason together. God is willing to reason together with you. It doesn't matter what your past may have been like, but Jesus Christ is willing to set you free. He's willing to give you a brand new beginning. He's willing to transform your life. So if you want to take that first step of salvation today, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Lord, including myself, give us the grace to do your will. Give us the grace to be bold, to be strong, and to be courageous in this wicked world. Give us the grace to hold on to our profession of faith. Give us the grace not to give up on the way. And Lord, as we stand true to you, thank you because we will not be shaken. Thank you because we will make heaven. And thank you because we will enter into the rest of the Lord and will be saved from this evil world. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to do 2 things. Find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it and do what it says. And you can even start in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then the second thing I would say is fellowship with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. A place where the word of God is preached. There are many places these days that call themselves churches, and they preach things that are not consistent with the word of God. That's not where you want to be. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, but there are also many other wonderful churches all over the world. So spend time fellowshipping with other believers. Do the will of God. Be courageous. Be firm. Be tenacious in serving God and living a life of holiness and obeying His word, even if you're in the minority. And you'll see God come through for you and all be well with you. Until the next podcast, have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Shalom.